Hit it. Coming off his Moscow UFC appearance, Steve Seagal.
I liked how Ariel Helwani was like, "Hey, Sensei, good to see you again."
Ariel Helwani,
is that facetious or was he? Was that?
I can't tell with him. And then he did an interview that came out today
with Nick Diaz,
and a lot of people were like. Like Ariel, clearly, like, hey, let me get the views, but this guy is not maybe.
No, dude, he was clearly fucked up. Mental health. I don't even know if it was mental health. I think he was just fucking drunk and high. Also, it almost looked like.
Did you see the. He said. Masvidal said he was going to baptize his bro. What does that mean? Did he really mean baptize? Or is he.
No,
mean, like,
I think he meant
piss
like.
Piss on him?
Like, bap, you know, like.
Like he's going to fuck him up? Because now he claims he wants to fight Masvidal because of that. He hasn't fought in like 6 years.
He also was like.
Maybe more.
Dude, I mean, it was insane. He's like, you don't talk about fucking baptizing my fucking little
brother.
He
said he's my baby brother, man. Like, it was worse because it was like, if it was my older brother, I'd accept it.
They shouldn't have aired that. And also, it looked like just Ariel Helwani was photoshopped into that conversation.
Well, they said he just like.
So crazy.
I've heard a little bit of snippets, but. Sounded like Ariel just gave him a lot of rope to like, all right. Like,
to hang himself.
Talk as long as you want.
The weird thing is Nick Diaz can't possibly hang himself. Like, you're just like, yeah, that's Nick Diaz.
When it's not like, even when he's fucked up, it seems like it's kind of on brand. It's not like it's like that much further, but it just seems like he's.
It's not like he had the public speaking skills of like a president, and then when he gets fucked up, he's talking like a guy from Stockton.
Yeah,
no, it's pretty much par for the course. But he was definitely like drunk or high. I don't think it's mental illness. He
I
just
don't
know. Fuck.
I wouldn't recommend him wasted. Fighting Masvidal off a long, long layoff,
10-year layoff.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I mean, he is the bigger guy for sure in that situation.
Yeah, Masvidal's
he's a big dude.
Hands right now are
no, I know. I mean, I don't know if Diaz between partying bouts is out there punching the bag at all.
Yeah, this is we're recording this at a weird time as you're headed out of town. But so Thursday, I had an original room set comedy store. Very sparse crowd, but one of those crowds that was just on fire.
Okay.
So, like, very small, but, like...
But mighty.
I was watching Sandro before me, and I was like, oh, this crowd, they seem good. And I saw Brian Moses. He's like, they're good. So I went up, and, it was sparse. So it was people, like, in weird areas. Three guys, like, on the side, and one of those, like, with their backs against the wall.
Yeah.
And there's a black guy, two white guys. You know, I was giving them a little bit of flack, and they were giving it back, but like in a fun, they weren't heckling, but like in a fun way. And so I get off stage, and I go into the back hallway, and all of a sudden I like feel a presence behind me, and I turn, and it was the black guy. And he's like, hey, man, I don't usually do this. Can I get a picture of you? And I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Who was
it? We take a selfie, and then a second later, a guy walks by from the other way. He's like, to the guy, he's like, hey man, I'm a big fan. And I was like, I don't recognize who that is. And Spencer, Curtis, I don't know why it's Spencer. Curtis, the manager, was sitting right there. And I was like kind of like around, you know, when you go into the kitchen, there's like a little wall.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is that? And he said the name. I was like, who? And he said the name again. I was like, I don't know. I can't understand what you're saying. And then I was like, oh, shit. And so then the guy comes, I waited for him to come out of the bathroom. I was like, hey, man, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you. And he's like, what's up, man? I'm Izzy. It was Israel Adesanya.
Oh, no way.
I was like,
wait, was he the guy who said he was a fan, or he was the guy taking the picture?
He took a picture.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, and I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't recognize. I was like, I'm an MMA fan. I was like, I didn't recognize you. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm Izzy. What's up? And I was like, he was a super nice
guy. Didn't you know he's like a big guy?
I mean, he was tall, but like, I don't know. I just didn't recognize his face.
Yeah.
I don't know. He just like he was tall. He was an inch taller than me, 6'4".
Yeah.
Super nice guy. He's like, man, he's like, that was great. He's like, I was like, yeah, it gets a little crazy here late at night. He's like, the freaks come out at night, man.
He probably loves it. And fighters love the late night because it's like, it is like a battle.
Yeah, he said, he's like, we came from somewhere else. He's like, oh, man, though. He's like, that was crazy. The picture yet to be released. I don't know if it's just for his personal collection.
Well, yeah, what's he going to point?
So yeah, it's just a picture in Israel Adesanya's photo.
Should have got him some tickets.
Yeah, I know. No, because after it happened quick, and I was like, Courtney's like, "Did you get a picture with him?" I was like, "Nah." I was like, "I don't know."
Yeah, no, but he has a picture with me.
Yeah,
it's the same.
Yeah, I know. So I was like, "Nah." Happened quick. Talked to him quickly. Super nice guy.
Dude, the style bender.
He's like, yeah. He's like, I've only ever been to the Laugh Factory. He's like, this place is a lot different.
Fuck is he going to the comedy store?
Yeah, I don't know. With like the Rogan connection.
Who goes to the Laugh Factory for the late night?
It was just weird though, like because there was like a couple of creepy guys in there, and I was saying like, then like you're like, oh, if I had known,
yeah,
that was him. Like I wouldn't have outed him to the crowd, but I would have, definitely made some references. He would have got.
Sometimes you do that, and you realize like, and then halfway through, you're like, oh, I know who the fuck this guy is.
He was far enough away, but even in the hallway, just like out of context, I just didn't.
Look like some jack dude.
He's like pretty lean,
but he's still like,
he's athletic looking, but he's like Anderson, like we're like in clothes,
I guess he could,
you know, he's a pretty tall slender guy.
Yeah, does he wear glasses?
No glasses.
Like Anderson?
No, he's had like a white shirt and like I think like I forget the, he had like some sort of like not oversized but sort of a blingy necklace where I was like, okay, it doesn't seem like it may be somebody like. It was funny. I was like, oh, it's funny.
The Izzy.
Yeah, I don't think he believed that I was like an MMA fan because of the way it happened. He's like, yeah. I was like, no, I do watch it.
Dude, I saw a chick today. I don't know if it was because of Veterans Day, but this is at noon in a neighborhood. This isn't even near like any sort of major area. This creature starts walking towards me. She's about 4'10", shaved head, like buzz, just like maybe like a number one. Pants are like homemade jean shorts that are kind of shredded up, like cut up lengthwise.
Okay.
No shirt on. Titties are out.
What?
Titties are out.
Where were you?
And she she may have even had one of those split fork tongues. This is right here. This is two blocks down the street here in the neighborhood. And I was like, wait, what?
I'm assuming
fuck.
Perfect tits.
She actually had great tits.
What?
But I was not attracted at all because and she was like, dude, she looked like a little gremlin. Like, the way she was looking around, and then I literally walked right by her, and she's like, yeah. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Jesus.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's how she celebrates Veterans Day, or if this is, I've never seen her in the neighborhood. And she seemed, I don't think she was homeless.
May have crawled out of a sewer or something.
Dude, I was like, I saw a legit demon.
You may have been hallucinating.
Good body.
Ari may have given you slow delay acid.
No, because there's people across the street. And then she walked, like I left the corner to cross street past her in the street, and then she stood on that corner because I looked back, and I just started going, and then she started walking away the same
direction.
She
was making laughs to like do, maybe it's a prank show.
I mean, titties, like no shirt at all.
Yeah.
Zero shirt.
Maybe just trying to test the cops. Like, I dare you to arrest me.
I guess. Well, maybe if she identifies as a man, maybe she can do that.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah, but nice tits. So I don't know. Maybe she listens to the show.
You should have had her on the show.
Yeah, right. Wait, so let's go.
It's going to be her and Israel Adesanya on the show.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Ariel Helwani, I asked him randomly during the set if he was Jewish and to Israel, and he said... He said L'chaim, and I was like, oh, you've been to some bar mitzvahs in your day.
No, he's talking about the Bushman.
Yeah. And then I looked at his Twitter, and he had a lunch with Ariel Helwani like recently, and he said he, in quotes, he taught him what the word meant. So that's like,
oh,
where,
so
he just, I learned. I was like, oh, that's interesting. I was like, I see where he learned that.
So he's just trying to bond with you.
He just learned it recently and was like, I know it. And I saw, like, was able to say, it was like 2 weeks ago. I was like, that's weird. That's seems like weird. He's on like a post fight, like kind of whirlwind tour.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He was in New York. He was with two buddies. I don't know if they were the dancer guys. What if he listens to the show and he hears a me shitting on his intro where he danced? And then he fights me.
He's going to fight you.
He seemed like super mild-mannered, like whereas like in my head, I was like, you would have no idea if he didn't tell you that this guy could fucking destroy you.
I mean, like Anderson. I mean, there's a lot of guys like
with John
that.
Jones, I remember how like insanely big he was.
Yeah, that guy seemed like an athlete, like a big, but yeah, no, I could see. I mean, but there's some guys. Clay Guida just looked like a crazy little dude.
If they fight, I'm pulling for Israel. He didn't punch me in the balls. He was very nice.
Well, I would go for him no matter what.
Yeah, Jones, not so nice.
Yeah, he's not the best dude. Hasn't been up to the best things.
You look at his Twitter, he says some pretty funny shit about John Jones, like hitting pregnant women, like doing cocaine.
Yeah, see, they always bring it up on the MMA sites.
I guess Dana
has
scolded him for like not being media savvy, but he just says whatever he wants, which is probably why he liked me, because I was just like saying crazy shit.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's one of those things.
Yeah, it's an interesting fighter, comedy, porn star, wrestler link. Those like those.
The wrestler's new.
Yeah, fairly new.
Fairly new.
Yeah.
It didn't used to be. Oh, when we were in San Jose, Mick Foley was coming through like two days later.
Yeah, he does like, in quotes, comedy.
Well,
I think if you don't know wrestling, then you won't get it.
Yeah, well, yeah, but also who's going out, like, who's this young Mick Foley guy? I'll have to check this guy
out. He's crazy successful. You know, he's like a best-selling author.
Yeah, he's like the only guy who's, he has a like a legit hot wife and like normal kids.
He's got a hot daughter.
He's everything, he seems like the only guy that kind of came out of this not completely brain damaged.
You would think if anybody would be, that guy used to do crazy shit.
Yeah.
He lost part of his ear.
I mean, he couldn't wrestle. That's why he was just like a stuntman.
If you watch him walk, he's had numerous, I think, hip surgeries.
Yeah, he's a smart dude, I'm sure. Like, also, you know, when you're going to see Mick Foley, you're not getting like a laugh minute. You're just getting some great, crazy stories.
Yeah, it's more of a...
Probably sits in a chair and Cosby style tells
stories. Yeah, I don't think random people are like, oh, I'll check that. You know who he is. You know what you're getting.
Yeah, nobody's checking the website and be like, let's give this Mick Foley guy a shot.
What if you went, you thought he was a comic? You're like, what the fuck is he talking about?
I'm sure there's two people that happens to.
Then in Hell in a Cell, 59. You're like, what?
There was a ladder match.
And then The Undertaker. You're like, are you talking about The Undertaker? What the fuck is he talking about?
That's a fucking... Oh, dude, Ari and I went hiking in San Jose. And he wanted to make a video, like advertising his special, which I don't think he's announced yet. So, but he wanted to do this fucking video. So he's like, "What I'm gonna do is, I'm gonna say like do this like a Jewish prayer, and then be like, and then there was man, and then he was gonna walk into frame, but he was gonna have leaves covering his dick and balls." So there's nobody on this trail.
Hopefully, it was poison ivy.
No, I asked. I was like, "Do you sure you want to use those leaves?" So there was like one car in the parking lot, but we had gone in for a pretty long hike. We hadn't seen anybody. So he in the middle of the trail, he's like, "So I'm gonna take off my clothes here."
And he would need like a small bush to cover those balls.
So he had three leaves, these big broad leaves, didn't cover it. So I had to rip a whole branch off because his balls were just hanging down. So we run through it a few times, and then he's like, he's finally happy with it, so then he's getting ready to do it. And then I go, "What's that sound?" And it's a mountain biker coming down the trail.
Oh, man.
And so I go, "There's a biker coming right out." Oh, no. Oh, God. So he's on the dirt trying to put
his ass in the open.
Dude, I had to turn my back because there is. It wasn't like Ari was like, "Oh, fuck. Like, fuck, this will be hilarious." He's like, "Oh, God. Oh, no."
He panicked?
Yeah, he panicked. So he's on the dirt trying to put his underwear on. He put his sand in his asshole. This guy drives by. I had to turn my back because I was laughing so hard because he had to zigzag around us as he goes by Ari and his dick and balls around.
The guy must have thought you guys were like two dudes. What the fuck?
I know. He goes, "They definitely thought like we were fucking in those woods."
I mean, especially when one guy's panicked and pulling his pants up like, oh shit. Like he must have been like, they must have thought I was a cop or something.
He was so, he's like, Jesus Christ, that was so embarrassing.
It's weird because not a lot embarrasses him.
No, but like, it's always in
comedy.
In an environment that is conducive to what he's doing. But this was
a man just who happened to ride by.
He almost like felt bad for the guy. Like,
here's a guy just trying to, you know.
Just trying to live his life and get some exercise.
Well, we had a written, so dude, he also freaked out when we were hiking. And this actually, so when we got to the trail, there was like 10 signs that said mountain lions. Here's what you do if you see one. Here's the problem. So
it would have been great if one attacked him when he was naked.
almost happened.
Would have used his balls as like those things they bat around.
No. It almost, so we were hiking and we were in like kind of a thick area and we heard a fucking growl that both of us stopped dead in our tracks and we didn't know what the fuck it was.
It was Bigfoot.
But it was a legit growl that we both heard. And so Ari's like, we gotta turn back. We have to leave.
I go, dude, come on.
What if he knew though he was going towards it?
We had just started, so he thought we. And I go.
He said, "Like, let's get out of here."
He's like, "O'Neill, this is stupid. Did you see the signs?" He's turning. Yeah, he's like, sounds like a dad. He's like, "This is stupid. You're gonna get yourself killed." So I convinced him to keep going, but we did see mountain lion tracks.
Really?
And then
were you picking up the shit, smelling it? This is fresh,
dude.
I
felt like a real tracker.
Get out of here.
So now we're walking.
He would throw you in front of him if there was ever any
danger. I think he would collapse in fear.
Either that or run, which they say is the worst thing to do.
Yeah. So he was clanking rocks together to make a sound, and I was like, "You're gonna scare the mountain lion away." That's the whole point. And he goes, "I don't think you understand the severity of this." So as he's walking, he's just clanking rocks together.
Who knew? I would have thought Ari would have, like a nihilist, would have walked towards his death.
No. So that on the way back, we had to pass that same area, but he wanted to make this video. So there was this trail that was closed and it went downhill where no one would see you. So I said, "Let's go down there. You could take off your clothes." And so while he was taking off his clothes, I had to take a piss. And then he started freaking out. He's like, "O'Neill, let's go. We're leaving right now." And I go, "What? There's something coming?" And I go, "There's nothing coming." And so I stopped pissing. And then
was he high?
No, but I did hear something in the ravine walking up. Like, it was legit. And then I go, "Oh shit." And so then he starts running.
He is running.
I go, "Dude, come on." He goes, "O'Neill, you come on, let's go." He started screaming.
You should have made him film the promo. You should have filmed that.
So then I told him, "Dude, how great would it be if you did it? There was a mountain lion that just walked up behind you,
or you got like gashed across the chest."
But it was the same area that we heard the growl, so there was something big climbing up the side. I don't know what
may have seen a squash.
That's what I said. I go, "Maybe it's a Bigfoot." He's like, "I don't give a fuck what it was." And then because he didn't do it down there, he exposed some poor guy to his genitals.
So now what happened? The video get shot?
The video got shot, yeah.
Okay.
And then he wanted to give up on it. I go, "Dude, we saw the only person on this trail now. Now it's safe. Like, what more damage could be done?"
Yeah, who knows? Have you heard, like, biker killed by mountain lion? It was that guy's picture. We killed him? He took a different path because he saw me naked?
It could be. I was shocked at how scared. But then it reminded me when we were in Canada, there was that, like, moose in the bushes, and he was freaking out. Get away from there.
Courtney's aunt lives up in Central California, and she has, like, a big wall in her backyard.
Yeah.
She has like various like rabbits and
like she has pets.
Yeah, and some like pet birds in a cage. Has dogs. She was out in that area and she heard a crazy growl, and like was like, "Is that a mountain lion?" And then it turned, like she said, she went and saw like a den like out behind.
Oh, it was? The thing's living right behind her house.
She tells some tales, but I think that she said she did go on like a neighborhood app and people were like, "There's a mountain lion in the area."
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like, so she was scared to go out there.
That's why
she's like, it could have jumped the wall they had.
Dude, I would love to, I just want to see one in the wild.
I think there's more of them up that area.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. The San Jose, like they had multiple signs. It's pretty
so
off the beaten path.
People see them, or
yeah, no, I mean,
out there,
and we were out there at towards dusk is when we, and he's like, and that's when they're like, they're most active, dusk and evening.
They can smell the blood of my asshole. We got to go.
I was wondering if that was a possibility.
And he was naked. It could, what if it just like vaulted up and started sniffing his ass and he had to stay still?
If I would have loved it, if we had seen the mountain lion and he had his clothes off, he would have to leave them there.
And he's running.
And he's just like, well, you can't run. You got to make yourself big. I told him, if something happens, you got to get on my shoulders and I'll lift you up.
What he said.
I'm not going to do that. That sounds stupid. I go, well, dude, you got to be big.
You were up in fairly close to Fieri country, weren't you? Santa Rosa, is that where he's from?
Somewhere around that.
A listener reached out to me, emailed danishthemayor@gmail.com. He said his wife used to cut Fieri's kid's hair. Didn't say which one. And he said Fieri did not tip once.
Shut the fuck up.
Wife hates him.
What?
Yeah. His wife told him, next time they shit on him, make sure to bring that up because she hates his guts.
Well, you tell your wife, I'm a 20% haircut tipper.
Yeah, I tip big on haircuts myself.
And maybe you should tip 25, I don't know, but this to go zero is fucking...
And when you have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And you work in an industry that's known for tipping.
What a doucher.
Yeah, it's horrific. People say, oh, what's he do? He does good deeds. Fuck, he's a piece of shit. He treats people who deserve tips like a piece of shit.
Never tipped.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And if it's Hunter, he's, you know, you got to gel it up. Probably gotta fade it.
Fuck. Oh, a big shout out to Brian who delivered in a paper sack the full Boner City episode 8. The full script, 97 pages.
Yeah, it's he's on an FBI watch list now. His friends and family are worried about him.
He said on the page, some of this stuff seems a little harsh.
I think in life.
So it could
bring back bad memories.
We're going to do a holiday special reading of episode 8, Boner
City. What's interesting is I have, honestly, I don't know how I would. No recollection of what's in there, what it's about.
When he was telling
me. Once we get in there, I'll remember.
He was telling me tidbits, and I go, oh, I remember that. But then somebody brought up a great point of having John Little play Dan Bylack, and I said that
John
would
Little's
be great.
John Little's a great method actor.
Yeah, he's like, I'm living with Bylack.
Yeah, I'm studying his every move.
I'm making love to his wife.
I'm walking like him, thinking like him.
I'm shadowing this guy.
John Little was not impressed with Tell Me Who I Am. He said it's not a big deal.
No, I know.
A documentary.
He watched the one about the fires.
Yeah, he said that's
these people got burned to death.
That's a big deal.
I was like, this isn't a competition, man. Like, what are you trying to rake?
He's using
tragic documentaries on Netflix.
He's using measuring sticks.
Yeah, O'Neal, look, this is up here. This is down here.
My life is worse than the Tell Me Who I Am guys.
He's really pushing his new movement, which is fan bandwagoning. He doesn't want to be bandwagon shamed. I'm the fan of whoever's doing the best.
Oh, he thinks you should be allowed to be a bandwagon. Okay. Yeah. Ari's for that. Ari likes all, like, Ari's a Yankees fan despite never living in New York until now.
Well, he should team up with Little because Little loves bandwagoning.
I love just buying a new hat. Good team. You feel good about it.
Who won the World Series?
The Washington Nationals.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm a huge Nationals fan because they won the World Series. Yeah. They're the best.
It's our nation's capital.
I only like the best. He's like, stop. He has a name for it.
He just bandwagon shaming?
It's something else, I think.
He just, I think, wants to feel good. He's from Oklahoma. They don't really have a lot of sport professionally. They have one basketball team that went down the shitter.
He's just being a dick.
Is he trolling?
He texts me. He's like, there's a neighbor over here who's rooting for the Chargers. Who the fuck roots for the Chargers? I can hear him now. Root for the Chargers.
I can see him going over there. Hey, what do you do with your life?
You know this team sucks,
there's
right?
Other good teams here. They're saying they may move to London.
Chargers?
Yeah.
Go to fucking London.
The London Chargers.
What is he, the Bushman? Bushman goes to London.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers.
Why would they go to fucking London?
The NFL keeps going over there, but they're like, it's a soccer culture.
Dude,
they don't really understand the game, I don't think.
Fuck them, and fuck the NBA. They're all trying to, I get it, you're trying to make more money, but you make
NBA
a lot of money, but fuck.
With this China thing, dude, it's like, come on, man.
You're going to let China dictate?
Did you see LeBron? It's like,
oh my God.
What are you doing? He said, like, yeah, it's not that bad. It's like, they're killing people in the streets, you motherfucker.
Dude, he has no...
Just because they're buying your shoes? What are you talking about?
Also, he saw the best. Like, they showed... They treated him, put him up in 5-star places, everything. Yeah. He didn't see the real China.
You should go talk to the chairman of the board.
Yeah. No, that was... When he did that, I was like, you what? And he goes, a lot of people lost a lot of money. Somebody lost $1 million contract. I was like, yeah, I get it. But that guy also didn't cause that. China caused that.
When you go live there.
Petty.
And have your fucking Twitter. You can't use any social... You can't do anything.
No, no. If you're top of the line, you can do whatever you want. You know these Chinese oligarchs, kids, like, run over people with their Lamborghinis and nothing ever happens to them.
Jeez.
Like, it's... If no, he would be fine over there. He could do whatever he wanted because he's rich. Yeah, but yeah, how you would ever let the fucking
ignorant comment,
dude? Fuck China for trying to call the shots. They're already fucking up Hollywood as it is.
I like the NBA GM who's just like, fuck them. I'll say what I want.
Yeah,
he's like, I'm not employed. He's like, I'm employed by a team, not the NBA. I can say whatever I want.
People were like, it was irresponsible of him. Irresponsible? Why, to voice an opinion on a real matter?
When if he thinks that's then why not?
Who doesn't support those fucking protesters? It's not like they're like, we're protesting because we want to fuck children.
Did you hear about the NBA player who freaked out on the plane?
Nah, what happened?
First they were like, undisclosed medical condition. He ate a gummy, a weed gummy, and he freaked the fuck out.
It seems like that, like, but you're on a regular plane, right? You're on the team plane?
A charter.
Yeah, so why would he?
I don't know. I think he's claiming he had never done one. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
He probably did a big one.
I think he may have done the classic, like, working. Yeah. Like, let me pop, you know, and then, like, just lost his shit.
Maybe he's using those old Joey Diaz Stars of Death.
He was with Lee Sia and Joey. Take two more, cocksucker. He's like, I don't know, man. I haven't done. Come on, Lee. Lee's at fucking 8 ounces by himself over there. Look at him.
I love when he's like, Lee, people think you're fucking weak now because you can't even handle fucking 800 milligrams like you used to do 2,000.
He knocks on his door like random hours. Funny. You ready?
Do him.
He's like, Joey, I got to go do jury duty. Show up on the Stars of Death, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're going to go up. You're going to give him a duty, all right, right in your pants.
Eat a Star of Death sandwich. You have it.
Yeah, dude, I can't. My fear is that more of these fucking teams are going to start siding with China, and it's going to be a fucking.
Well, the NBA basically told his players, like, hey, you shut your fucking mouths.
That's crazy. Yeah, because, I mean, it's, dude. Because
they're making tons of money there.
Billions of dollars.
It's a huge market. Yeah, and they have Yao Ming as, like, an ambassador.
Oh, my God. But then they, like, then they take all of his money.
Yao Mingo?
Yeah, then they tax
the country?
Like, yeah.
I'm sure. And they were like, you have to come back.
Yeah, yeah. Done. They wouldn't let his family leave or something, would
they?
Yeah,
and
they
basically like allude to like, hey, wouldn't be great for your family and friends if you were to not come back. It's, you know.
That's
just putting it out there.
I mean, they've already done it. Like, there's a reason why there's no comedies being made right now, because American comedies don't play well in China. So you can thank China for our lack of studio comedies. And the fucking superhero trend.
And if you're trying to buy a house and you're getting outbid with Chinese cash straight up.
Dude, big time. There's a huge influx of Chinese money into real estate.
What I don't understand is, like, remember the 80s when everyone's fear was communism? And even before then.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
No, but like now, it's just like.
Now they want communism.
It's just bizarre. I just remember in the 80s, all anyone was talking about was like, oh, you can't be a comm. Vietnam, Russia, China. Like,
yeah.
Now it's a different time.
Well, now that corporations run America. Like,
yeah, they have money. Who cares?
Yeah, we don't care what they do.
Yeah.
As long as they have fucking Al Gore, like,
checks,
sold.
Checks clearing?
Remember when Al Gore was climate change? They sold a fucking TV network to, like, Al Jazeera. It's like, come on.
What's his middle name? Al Jazeera Gore.
You think that was his full name?
It could be.
It became this fucking. We lost our way. It used to be like, well, fuck it. We don't need money that bad. Now it's like, oh, you guys shut your fucking mouth. I don't give a shit what sort of human rights violations.
What started changing when I remember seeing, I forget the woman's name, who was running here, and they just kept saying, she was a businesswoman. She ran a business. Like, and it's like,
oh,
government,
yeah.
Member, I forget her name. It's like not really the same thing, but.
I mean, I would rather have a business owner.
A little bit, but it just seems like government's become way more business.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the whole China thing. I mean, the scariest thing is the shit they're doing with the likes, you know? Like, you're going to have a social score that they're trying out. So like if you have a low social score, you're not gonna be able to fly. You're not gonna be able to like get financing for a house. It's gonna be pretty shitty. But yeah, they're doing it. It's all through facial recognition.
Doesn't sound that fun.
And the fact that we're not like protesting that is pretty scary.
We need Little to go over there, do an exclusive story.
I think he might disappear.
Someone was, I think it was John Goings, who's often getting at John Little. He was telling him he's got to do 90 Day Fiance. He said, send me the information. I'll look
at it. Is that what he said?
Yeah.
That would be good.
He'd be great.
So, but do you have to have a fiance beforehand?
Yeah.
I mean, you have
but
to.
But he could easily find somebody.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine who?
He'd be great. Yeah. Oof. Flying over to China. Find my lady.
Where's he going, though? He's Eastern European. That's his style.
He doesn't
he's
like
Russia.
Asians, though. He's kind of all over the map.
Yeah, he is.
He's the foreign pussy slayer.
Yeah.
He's like the Carmen San Diego fucking.
Yeah. I only fuck international pussy. I don't do domestic.
He's got a map on his wall, and he's putting pins in it as he goes, and he's got a lot covered.
He's like Rocky.
Yeah, he went through a Russian phase. He had some Eastern Europe. Yeah. He had some Filipinas for a while.
Yeah. He does. Yeah, so I guess he could just throw a dart at a map blindfolded.
On the show, more often than not, these people have they're like a very distinct preference of like, I only go on Filipino dating sites. But I think may just be like some sort of international.
Yeah, he would have to pick. I think he would be happiest with Russia.
Yeah, he has experience in that.
Yeah.
I think probably the most. Maybe, I don't know, though.
It'd be great for him.
Great career.
What do they, I mean, what do they pay you for that?
I've heard them complain they don't pay a lot, but a lot of them do like those appearances posts.
That's going to be where you make all your money. Like yeah. John Little shows up at your opening at your car dealership.
Yeah.
John Little from 90 Day Fiance. Yeah, I'm still with that bitch.
Then, though, there's all these spinoff shows, so you can stay on the show for long. And I'm sure once you're on it, your pay goes up. And then, you know, they have these like, this is such a big moneymaker. They have people from the show before who are watching the show, and they have a show on that. So you're just watching them comment on the show.
Like a reaction show.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm on season 10. And if you're good, there's this one lady who's American who's insane. She's now dated two different men internationally, and she's such rating gold that they may bring her back for a third.
Oh, give it another try.
Dude, she's like they're twins. She's an identical twin, and they like hate each other but love each other. They live together. And the lady who's on the show has kids. The other lady has a guy who lives in Albania. She did the same thing.
No way. Oh, so that gave her the...
She's just like, it's in our blood. She's like this, like, she's like a gremlin little. She's like 5 foot flat. They both are.
Yeah.
Big fake tit, like fake everything, fake lips.
Hot?
I'll show you. Or not, like, just too much work.
Yeah.
Like, she was meeting the guy.
But all the twin has the exact same work.
Yes. It's bizarre. And all they did, they got in like a fist fight. And she got arrested
for beating up her twin?
Yeah.
I thought twins like get along,
but they like she's like we have a unique relationship.
Yeah, I know you have a unique.
She looks
kind
of like one of the housewives. Like if you're into that look, like she's not unattractive, but just so much.
Oh, that's
work.
One of the twins. Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah, I'm into that.
She's just like this little tie, but she's insane. Like literally from the first minute she meets a guy, she's like, "When do you think we get married?" And the guy's like, "Wait, what?"
So she's like a real butt plug, like a real firecracker.
Yeah, she's like, and then drinks a lot. Oh, here they are. Here they are together. She's the one on the R right.
The one on the right looks less fake than the one on the left.
But they're both.
They're both heavily done up, but not that bad.
They've done some music work.
Of course they have. Have they ever done a like a Playboy spread?
Look at her hair. Those lips look real, right?
No, yeah, I see.
Talk about Darcy from 90 Day Fiance, if you know the show.
But I'm saying, have they ever done like a Playboy type spread?
I don't think so. I wouldn't be like, shocked if somebody approached them for it.
That seems like right up their alley. This sort of thing. They got the big fake tits. They got the look. They're twins. Yeah. They're looking to obviously be famous no matter what.
Yeah.
They're putting out albums.
John should get with her. Yeah, I'm showing you America's not that bad.
Has anybody ever crossed over from 90 Day Fiance? Like the people that are searching?
I've always
actually
told
found each
Courtney,
other?
I think I'm waiting for it. I think it will happen. It hasn't yet, but they do all do these similar appearances and stuff.
Yeah.
A guy who got dumped brutally by his Ecuadorian lady, he was living in a third world area, This American guy, this guy gave her $40,000 over the course of the relationship. He bought her a business. It's insane.
He bought her a business.
Dude, the guy's like an athletic, like not a bad looking guy. And the lady was like, all right, wasn't great.
Wow.
And this guy's just and the lady kept saying, I don't want to get married to his face.
Well, that's his own fucking fault. And it's
just like, what are you doing?
But yeah. I mean, all these people.
He was trying to hit on another cast member who was from Brazil. Yeah, this crazy lady got arrested for beating the guy she was with, who was this real fat pussy who lived with his mom. And his mom, lovers, basically. And she's like, you're a piece of shit. Look at you.
Dude, Little would be great when that. You're slapping me in the face.
You're going to hit me on camera. Okay, I'll take it.
You know who he would be like? He'd be like one of those guys from like Road Rules that's been on like 10 seasons.
They're like, he's great.
And he's got like gray hair. You're like, this guy's like 47 years old.
I bet some of those guys are still doing that shit.
Road Rules? Yeah. Wait, is that still on?
Oh, no, the challenge is still.
I have no idea what is on MTV these
days.
It's
still on. It was a big ratings bonanza for him.
Yeah, but that was 10 years ago.
Well, somebody told me, by the way, via email, forget who it was now, that a friend of theirs knew a girlfriend of Zach Roloff. Little People, Big World.
Shut up. Like a chick he didn't marry?
Yeah.
Like an ex?
They met at a convention.
Dude, how good would it interview her? Be
like, they met at a convention.
She's a little person?
And then I said, yeah. I wrote back and said, yeah, he married an average-sized person. They're like, she did too.
What?
Yeah, they both ended up with tall people.
Dude, I would, oh my God. I'd love to talk to her. Be like, so.
I bet Matt was like, what was it like? Zach, let me smell your fingers.
Oh, you think he was, because he's single now. You think he was going out with Zach? And,
mind if I take a shot at one of your old your exes there?
Dude, like Diddy did with his kid? Dude, can you
that
imagine?
That chick got busted for a hit and run.
Oh,
Steve
did
Harvey.
She?
I think she's his stepdaughter. I don't think it's his birth daughter. She fucking hit and run somebody bad. I think a pedestrian.
She was drunk? Well, they don't know now.
Yeah,
but usually when you hit and run, it's because he did something.
Hey, Steve Harvey, survey says.
Dude, I wonder if he did go on the prowl with his kid when Roloff, you don't know, Big People, Little World.
What do you guys say we hit the town here?
Double date. You can ride on my scooter.
It was a whole season where he was fighting a DUI charge. He claimed it was the pedals. We all know.
Dude,
we all know what you were up to, Roloff.
Come on.
You and your red sweater. You were out there getting hammered.
And then he did.
He needs to do 90 Day Fiancé. Crossover TLC talent.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, why don't they get a girlfriend in
Why
Jamaica?
Don't they do like My 600-Pound Life, 90 Day Fiancé? They really, there's so much meat left on the bone on this.
Yeah, you could do a 600-pounder meets another 600-pounder in a foreign country.
Both bedridden. I mean, how would you fly her out, though, or him out?
Private jet.
I don't even know if you could do that. You got to squeeze through the door. You'd have to go a cargo
jet.
They'd
have to push you in a gurney, like through the airport.
Yeah, I think you'd have to go with like a military cargo jet that, you know, has the back that opens. You can drive cars up in.
TLC, they have to search through the folds for weaponry.
Oh. They'd have to turn. I wonder if you could bury something so deep in your fat that even a metal detector
remember the guy in prison we did the thing about?
Oh, yeah.
He hid the machete in there.
Yeah, he had a fucking machete.
And the guy, next thing you know, he has a machete in jail. Remember the fat guy who lived actually not far from here, if I recall, that we would deliver groceries to, and he had no legs, I think, and he had a trapeze thing that he'd pull himself up. He's fat, he's bedridden, he was like in a home of sorts.
Oh.
And he grabbed a driver's cock, didn't he?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
He's like, get closer.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he grabbed the guy's dick.
Yeah, and the guy loved it. He's just like, yeah, keep grabbing it.
He had like a,
but nothing ever happened with that guy. They just got like a reprimand.
He had like a thing. He'd pull himself up.
Yeah, I think he lost his legs to diabetes.
And he's like, I can't. My hands are still here.
Yeah, they're probably getting ready to cut those off soon. So he's like, I better grab everything I can.
He's getting one last dick grab.
That fucking dude. I don't think that he got removed from the delivery list. They got to be honest with you.
They removed no one from the delivery list.
Yeah, they really didn't. You really would have to do something really bad.
Even then, there wasn't.
You know what they would do is just not send you there anymore.
Yeah, like, oh, okay, we'll tell you. And it's like, it's not really helping a problem.
He's like, well, clearly he loves your dick the most, so.
We'll send other people there.
We'll send other cocks.
It'll go well.
Trust me, he's not going to like this guy's cock.
Did you hear about this one? This is from, someone sent me this a little bit ago. Jason. This guy's 21 years old. And
Jason's 21 years old?
No, this is Daily Mail. So there was a court case. So the 21-year-old guy, he tried to have sex with his friend's girlfriend.
Oh, it works out well.
But he says he was sleepwalking. So now he has to warn people of this condition if they stay under the same roof as him, or he'll face prison. That's what the judge told him.
I do believe that because I've told people. Yeah.
That's why I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You got to watch out.
There's other sleep fuckers out there.
Like in the Joker, I just saw it. He has that little card that says, I have a rare condition. Yeah. You may want to hand those out to anyone who sleeps in your vicinity.
I give it out to people sitting next to me on planes. I go, hey, look, I'm a sleep fucker.
Anything happens.
If I go to bed, if I fall asleep and then I wake up and you're sucking my dick, this is not consensual.
Didn't DeWitt say he's a sleep fucker, too?
DeWitt is a sleep fucker. Yes.
He's a sleep ass eater.
He's, yeah. Can you imagine waking up? You're like, where am I? And then you pull out your face out. You're just buried in somebody's asshole.
This guy's name is Dale Kelly. He was asleep when he walked into his friend, and they were sleeping together. They were in the same room.
All of them? All three of them?
No, he walked into the couple's bedroom, climbed into their bed, and he started touching the woman.
Oh, they were sleeping. Yeah. He was sleeping in another room.
He came in like a...
Started touching her.
Drunken bear.
Not him.
Looking for food. He was found not guilty of sexual assault by penetration by reason of insanity.
Oh, he did fuck her.
It sounds like, yeah.
Whoa.
That's not... Is that insanity? It's just like circumstantial.
I think they probably don't have a box to tick, so yeah, at the time, like, he didn't
closest.
Know. He was out. He couldn't control himself.
A judge heard that Kelly's actions also demonstrated sexsomnia, condition characterized by engaging in sex acts while asleep.
How much did it cost to get that expert to come in and testify?
Did he have to do a sleep study and then put a woman in there? Like, he's going for her.
You probably hire a prostitute and then let the man sleep and then see if he goes in there.
Depending on how dedicated the lawyer is, he's like, honey, I'm going to need you. You're my wife. I'm going to need you to go in here and sleep next to this guy.
I always win the case.
Jury decided he committed the offense but was not responsible because he was suffering from the sleep disorder.
Is this something that's happened previously?
Did
he have other girlfriends come in and be like, oh yeah, he used to fuck me all the time in his sleep?
Says, I don't know why this is in here. It says that, well, at the time the guy had been drinking, and it says, and speaking to women on Tinder before the incident. I'm not sure why that's important. He must comply with a sexual harm prevention order for 5 years. What does that mean? Like,
sexual harm prevention?
Does that mean he's like a predator?
Sexual harm prevention?
Or like a class?
He might have to go to a class where, like, all right, don't
stay awake.
Don't
rape all
this
times.
Week. Did the girlfriend know it was him? They like fight him off? Like, what's going on here?
So they all had a night out. This guy sleepwalked into his friend's bedroom. The victim went to bed with a boyfriend, woke up at around 6 a.m. with Kelly in bed trying to have sex with her. Kelly had tried to penetrate the victim and claimed he was woken up by her shouting. That must be a weird wake up.
He's like, I'm so sorry. What's happening here? What if he looked at her and was like, what are you doing?
You're raping me. Stop. He fled the house and was arrested a short time later. He told police officers he had a history of sleepwalking. The court was told how Kelly would have had to have climbed up two flights of stairs from where he had been sleeping in order to access the room. Victim said she believed Kelly had sexually assaulted her, while he said he had been asleep and thought he was with a woman he was dating.
What did the friend say?
Let's see. After leaving the house, shortly after, he texted a friend to say, I promise right now I have no fucking clue what's going on. I'm still wanting to wake up for this to be in dreamland. Experts have since suggested that it's likely that Kelly was having an episode.
Yeah, but has he previously had episodes is the question.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is a one-time deal, he may have just won the lottery.
He has to undergo a 2-year supervision order. He has to undergo alcohol awareness course and an adapted thinking skills program targeting
thinking skills.
Three areas that exacerbate his condition, namely poor sleep hygiene, alcohol, and stress.
Wait, poor sleep hygiene? What the fuck is poor sleep hygiene?
He sleeps with gum in his pubes.
Oh.
I think that just means, like, not sleeping well, I would
say.
He's also given the that 5-year thing.
Okay.
Well, says if he stays at a property other than his own in the next 5 years, he must tell the occupiers of the home of his condition.
That sucks.
Jesus Christ.
You're
like a bed and breakfast. Everybody, could you gather around?
Just want to announce here.
None of you are safe when you go to sleep.
Imagine if he tours around and stay like Europe. He stays in hostels and he has to go, okay, whoever's sleeping in this room with me, I just want to let you know, could be raped. Not my fault.
What if you're a dude and he starts trying to pound you?
I mean, I would think you'd wake up and then pound him. With be like, oh, you're going to pound me? Tables are turned. Now I'm pounding you.
The judge said, I judge that you do pose a real threat to the female victim and any person who may be sleeping in the same household as you, because as yet you have yet to undergo treatment. If you breach my order, the penalties are severe. You could go to prison for up to 5 years.
Yeah, that is a severe fucking penalty.
His sleep hygiene, I don't know what the fuck that means.
He's not showering. He's wearing his shoes into bed. What the fuck are you talking about?
So yeah. So
well, I'm.
Is he in a hotel? Does he have to say that? Cause I don't think. Could he break into another room?
I mean, if he's that extreme, then he needs to be institutionalized. This guy's more like a stepbrother style.
Yeah,
like going around fucking shit up. Yeah. Yeah. Well, Well, what I would really like to know is how's the friendship. Still rock solid?
I'm going to say not as good as it used to be.
Really? I feel like brought the three of them closer together.
He'll still be in the wedding, but I don't think they're going to be that.
Oh, he's not going to be the best man?
No.
You think I just want to give a speech.
There was a night where I almost raped this woman.
I tried to penetrate her, but I
was asleep.
Yeah.
I'm actually asleep right now.
It's like, imagine the speech where he's like, we used to have some wild times. One night, sexually assaulted his wife.
They may though make a monster out of him because he's like, I can rob a bank if I do it at the right time. And I wear pajamas, dude. And I'm like, I'm asleep. I'm not awake.
This guy, I think he got, I mean, you know, I get it. It's real, but he also got very lucky. So I don't think he's pushing the envelope on this.
Seems crazy to try. I mean, I think you can do it. It's possible. Like there are people who leave their house while sleeping.
There's a guy. So there are rare cases of people. Very small number, but there are rare cases of people that have murdered in their sleep and have gotten off on the sleepwalking defense.
It sounds like murder. You're doing some research.
Oh, yeah. No. Because I was worried about it for a long time.
Comic Mike Birbiglia jumped through a fucking hotel glass window to sleep.
And like ran.
Yeah, he is like a very...
That guy, maybe this guy changed his name to what was his name?
Dale Kelly?
Yeah.
Does sound like a man.
Formerly Mike Birbiglia.
He has like an extreme sleep disorder.
Yeah, it's... Dude, I get it.
You can't... There's no medication? Nothing?
No, I mean...
They should make
sleep
you have to sleep
thing.
With like somebody the state appoints, like some sort of... Some guy who like guards you. Like a ton of money.
Like when a kid has to visit with a... you have to have only supervised sleeping?
Yeah.
Dude, sleeping is such a hard thing to do anyway. Like even, you know, people have insomnia. They take those pills. Like you don't get a good night's sleep. But I'm sure, I don't know. I have like my issues with sleep. And Abby will be like, you know what you did last night, right? And
I'll
be like,
is that a movie?
No fucking idea.
I know what you did last night.
It's a prequel.
And you're like, what was it?
Yeah, and she'll tell me. I go, I have no idea.
It's basically like The Hangover. It's like, what did I do last night?
Those guys should all know. Those guys were all sleepwalking.
Yeah, so I guess you got to be careful out there. If you're a man or a woman, you got sleepwalkers in your midst, you got to be careful.
Before the internet, I didn't know like how unsafe it was to spend the night at someone's house. No, and then you go on the internet and you go, every time I spent the night at someone's house, I was literally dodging a bullet.
Risking your life.
Yeah. I could have been raped. I could have done some raping, I guess.
There's animals.
Yeah.
I think you know somebody who had an experience.
Yeah.
With a pit bull.
He fell asleep. And when he woke up, the pit bull had him pinned and was making love to him.
Not much you can do there.
No. And he was growling every time he was trying to get him off.
You got to stay still until that thing jizzes on you or in you.
He didn't have any nuts, but his wiener was out. He was trying to go up his shorts, his pant leg.
That's not good.
It's a weird world we're living in.
Yeah.
China, not our number one threat.
No.
No, it's sleep rape and dog rape.
What are you in for? Well, I'm a sleep raper.
Yeah. Don't get me started.
It's a very rare, it's a very small club, you would guess.
Yeah, I mean, do sleep murderers, they laugh at you? They're like, oh, that's like, it?
No, they look at you, they look down on you because like, you're a sexual offender.
Like, oh,
you're a piece
like,
of shit. You're just sick. Yeah, you got problems.
What if they don't believe it? Like murdering someone in your sleep? Yeah, I get it.
That's real.
Sex? No way.
Disgusting. I can't get boners perverts. In my sleep.
You fucking perverts.
So what happens? Like your brain is just somehow processing that it's real so you can get an erection and stuff?
I mean, you get an erection while you're sleeping all the time.
But like your brain is processing what's happening. Like it's thinking it's in a dream, but what's really is happening is reality.
So I mean,
it's an odd concept.
I have woken up with full hallucinations where I thought that there was like I was in, not where I was in, but I was in either like a warehouse.
It's a simulation, bro.
It could be a break in the simulation.
CIA, bro.
Dude.
He's got a new theory. Pornhub CIA, bro.
Is that what he's saying? Pornhub is CIA?
Oh, yeah.
Triple E, Pornhub is CIA?
You heard it here first or second.
Oh, my God. I was watching Bowfinger today, and I don't know, have you ever seen Bowfinger?
Never seen it. I know what it is.
It's great, but Eddie Murphy plays this movie star, and
Steve
then he
Martin,
also
right?
plays like the guy who is in Steve Martin's movie. But the guy reminded me of like Tripoli, because the movie star Eddie Murphy version is like paranoid about everything. He's like, I plugged this script in the computer. He joins this like Scientology type place. He thinks there's aliens, but he's like, I plugged this script in the computer. Do you know how many K's are in this script? He's like, there's like 4,300 whatever K's. He's like, if you divide those evenly by three, they come out to an even number. And he's like, that's because the KKK is in this script. And then the guy
Google
goes,
it, bro.
The guy goes, it's not Shakespeare. He's like, Shake a spear? You call me spear chucker? He's like Triple E style. He's like, I know what you're doing. You're trying to keep me out.
I was laughing.
That reminded me. That was like 98.
CIA.
Get out of here. What are they doing? Are they producing content?
I think that's what he was alleging, yeah.
Wait, why?
I'm not sure on the ins and outs.
You'll find out, bro.
You'll see. Google it.
Google it. Google Pornhub. Pornhub will come up.
Pornhub CIA. I'm sure some videos come up.
He's got some interesting theories.
Yeah, yeah. He's.
I do buy into the simulation more and more.
He's a forward thinker.
Do you know what really put me over the edge on the simulation?
Black Mirror?
No. A record. When you play a record.
What
how the
mean?
Fuck does it sound exactly like somebody? Just by little tiny grooves. But you capture everything.
I don't get what you're saying.
I'm saying, how is that possible?
You may want to talk to Sam Triple.
I was talking to Ari about it. We were both really high. He's like, that's an interesting point.
You make solid points here. How does a giant metal tube fly through the air?
Dude, we stopped on the way back. We drove down the one, you know, along the coast. And he's like, I got to stop at this place. It's like Casa de Fruta or something.
Oh, the candy shop?
Yeah.
I've seen him post about it before. It's like a huge warehouse of candy. He's like a fucking
two-year-old. No, it's nuts.
Oh, it's nuts.
There is candy, but there's also candied nuts.
Okay.
Yeah. So oh, we
they,
get there.
What do they give you, like a brown bag
oh,
and you go through the store?
Oh, no, no. Dude, it's like four different buildings. There's nut bins everywhere.
Mr. Shafir, welcome back. Here's your...
Guess how much he bought in nuts.
I'm going to say $68. No. How much?
$88.
$88 in nuts?
$88 in nuts.
Jesus.
Dude, he had so many bags. I got $5 in nuts.
How long would that last him?
He was bringing some for like Simone. He's like, but Simone will love these.
Like, he's a fucking nut Santa.
Dude, I was dying. And then we went.
Is that why his balls are so big? Because he loves nuts. They go right to my balls.
On the way to this place, we stopped in Gilroy, which is like the garlic capital of the world.
That's where they had that shooting.
Yeah.
Not that long
the
ago.
Garlic fest. Yeah. So we stop at the first place. We see they're like three avocados for $1. He's like, we got to get avocados.
What?
So
he have like a fucking cooler he travels with?
He buys these garlic chips, which are just like dried garlic. And then there's sea salt on them. They're $9. Just a tiny bag. And then I looked and we got in the car. They're not even made in Gilroy. They're made in Vietnam.
What?
And he goes, what the fuck? I can't believe this. Like, There's garlic everywhere. These people
$9
for made in Vietnam.
Were they even good?
Not even. No, he didn't open them. He said they're a gift.
For who?
I don't
who
know.
Who are they buying these fucking gifts for?
We're the garlic capital of the world, and they're outsourcing the garlic for Vietnam.
What the fuck?
And then we drive up a mile ahead. Guess how much avocados are?
Less?
It's 10 for a dollar.
See, Fizz?
Yeah. We were always going to go back to the first place.
Yeah, you should have whipped his avocados at the stand. You got them and then got in the tent.
And then, well, then we stop at this place, and he's like, there's a train. We could ride the train, or we could see the peacocks.
Like a child.
Which I was like, I didn't have a problem, but then we were there. It's like a Sunday afternoon, and it was packed. I mean, people were buying.
Want to get an ice cream cone?
Dude, the nuts that were flying out. The money that they make off these nuts is ungodly.
Are they like nut billionaires?
Dude, they got to be. Because what are nuts costing to grow? And they're selling them for like $15 a
pound. Do they grow
it
themselves, or are they?
It's like a co-op of people, okay. But I don't know. But
was he eating nuts in the car, or is he just
We ate nuts the whole ride home.
Is he raving about how good they are? Better than I remembered?
They were good nuts. I'm a nut guy. But I didn't, like, the whole back of the truck was filled with nuts.
Did you get sunflower seeds?
No, but he's finding them. He's like, oh, yes, they're not in season.
He's depressed.
But then we stopped, like, every mile to look at the coast.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it take you to get home?
Oh,
like,
dude.
4 days?
No, it took us over 10 hours to get home. But then we stopped at the split pea soup place.
He is a split pea soup. Like,
we got it. We got to get this. It's the best.
Split pea soup?
That's what they're doing. It's literally called, like, split pea soup
in
whatever,
your mouth.
Anderson or something. And he's like, we got to stop.
loves pea soup?
Dude, we got
my dad is constantly pushing homemade pea soup on me. No one ever eats it. He loves it.
I love soup.
He's like, anyone want pea soup? Anybody? And then no one ever takes it.
I love soup. And I like pea soup.
It's not bad. It's all right.
But I got the big old bread bowl, free refills on this fucking soup. We're just getting refill after refill.
How many bowls do you guys have?
I may have had three.
Let's smoke a bowl and then eat some bread bowls?
Dude, we ate a lot of...
What if you eat your bowl? Are you out of luck? Or they
well,
another
no.
Bowl?
So I think that's what they think. Like, oh, this guy will eat his bowl that he won't be able to get refills. But I was smart. The bowl was getting real soggy.
I think or they think your bowl is going to collapse.
No, yeah. It was... And they give you this
I heard
thing.
You put a real bowl, a ceramic bowl, inside your soup bowl. Keep it coming. Like, this man's been in here for 20 hours, and his bowl won't collapse.
Dude, then they give you all the fixings on the side to put it
what
in.
What do you get, like sour
cheese,
cream?
You get scallions, you get ham, you get bacon.
Who is a split pea soup destination for when they travel?
Dude, since the 20s, this place has been around.
How
it's on
you
the
hear
way.
It? Just from doing the road?
He said he'd done that route. From like San Francisco with like Youssef, Brent Weinbach, and like Simone.
Split pea soup.
So he had
tour.
Like a route. That
Ari Shaffir, nuts and soup tour.
Yeah.
Soup and nuts.
Soup and
he's
nuts.
Like an old, it's like what an old person eats.
Dude, you know his special is on on the Netflix. I was flipping through and they have a get off my lawn section and Ari Shaffir was on there.
What?
Passive aggressive. Or the double negative.
They're saying he has old man views?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. Get off my lawn.
He's a curmudgeon?
It's not some young guy.
That's interesting. Ari's fans are all 8-year-olds.
Yeah. I also wondered, do you think that The Exorcist decimated the split pea soup market?
I think it hurt it. For sure.
Because no one would order it because everyone just remembers her puking pea soup.
I think, but even without that, the color is not great. It's like a green.
Color, it's, no. Yeah,
it's off-putting
like
to the
fluorescent
eye.
Almost.
Doesn't look good.
Yeah. Tastes good.
Yeah, but I think it's like a taste, though, that people either love it or, you know, or hate it. There's no one like, it's all right.
Yeah. I think that it must have decimated the market for a decade.
Was there only that soup or you get other soups at this place?
There were a couple other soup, but you got to get the specialty.
Yeah.
So he got the one that came with a milkshake also.
Really? Seems odd. I don't like cold and hot. Like,
it hurts my teeth.
Yeah, it's a bad combo for your mouth.
I don't know. He drank the milkshake before the food came out, so.
Did he get any refills on that? Can you put the pea soup in the milkshake container?
No, I don't think he did.
In the cup? Was it packed?
No, not really. But I mean, there's like there's the old timers,
the regulars.
But then he likes to go to the gift shop.
He went to the gift shop to get what? Yeah. More presents?
He likes trinkets.
How many fucking Secret Santa groups does this guy have? He's buying fucking, I need these garlic chips for one of my groups.
We went to a place in San Jose called Joe's Original. Like, it's kind of a diner, but it's upscale. And we went in there real high, real late. And, like, I asked the guy, I was going to get the linguine and clams. I was like, do you like the red sauce or the white? And the guy's like, I like the red. And I was like, maybe I'll get the white. He's like, what are you saying? This guy, you just asked this guy's opinion? And then this guy tells you, get the red. And you're going to go against what this guy says? He says he really likes the red? I go, that's my thing.
What did the guy say?
Nothing. The guy was like an ornery Italian guy anyway. he's like, I don't want to be privy to this.
He's like, come on, guys. Let's keep it moving.
And then he couldn't get over it. He's like, I go, that's my thing. What I do is I go, which do you like better? And then I go the opposite route. He's like, if you do that every time, then I respect that. Like, that's a good joke. But if you do that just this time,
I can see so bizarre. Something like that will drive him crazy. Where he does some of the most annoying shit routinely on purpose.
On purpose, yeah.
But that something like as innocent as that will drive him nuts.
Yeah,
what a fucking weird.
We did radio. He didn't know these guys, and he pulled his ass tampon out and threw it at the guy that hit him.
What'd the guy say?
Was super cool about it. I was like, I would not have been cool at all.
He always complains. I see online about radio. It's like, finally, a good radio interview.
This was at...
He liked Nashville radio.
It was 11:30 in the afternoon, then these guys do...
Drive time.
Yeah, but what these guys do, they're like, what we do is we pre-record it and then just like make it sound organic, then we edit it. And
we're like, a lot of radio does that.
Well, yeah. You know what it's called? It's called a podcast.
Pretty much.
Like, why are you trying to say that this is something different than a podcast?
Well, I guess radio is like, we might as well get with the times, edit it.
Yeah. Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, he could have got like, I could have pressed charges on him for that.
Yeah, there's a lot of times where you're like, oh, those people could have pressed charges.
What did he say? If I had to do it?
He's felt it out. He seemed like it would have worked.
Did it come up? Like, why? How did that happen?
I think he said his asshole bleeds. So they're talking about his asshole or something.
His asshole's become a character in his act. Instead of having kids.
It really has.
I hope those nuts don't tear his ass open like the payday bar for John Little.
You went and got nuts. They're going to destroy you. Do they have caramel on them?
You got extras, O'Neal. I'm in the market for some nuts.
They did have they had garlic pistachios. I loved those.
Because a lot of those are expensive, though. Like, cashews are super expensive.
Dude, they were all. I thought since this is like a nut hub and they have... hundreds.
That was like a Costco of nuts.
They must have had like 100 different type of nuts or more. But these were regular, actually more expensive prices than you would to get even a grocery store. Good quality nuts.
Yeah.
So I was a little pissed.
Guy likes some nuts.
I thought we were going to get some real cheap nuts.
Were they selling these nuts? These motherfucking nuts.
I think they might have been.
This is, do you hear about this one? This is from the moon. This is the old Tallahassee.com.
Oh, it's a good publication.
This dude's a teacher. His name's Guy Raynack. So you know he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a good name.
44. He's arrested. Allegedly took meth and cocaine before the school day. So that's a good start.
So he's a kid?
No, he's an adult. He's 44. Teacher.
Before the school day. Oh, teaching. Okay.
Then, that's not enough. He passed out at a local Burger King during his lunch break.
Oh.
And then later jerked it in a hospital exam room. That is quite the day.
That's the trifecta.
I mean, you take the meth and cocaine. That's your breakfast. Then the lunch, you hit the local BK. You pass out in the bathroom. Then you jerk it when they examine you for what's wrong with you.
Dude, that guy is a fucking... That guy knows how to party.
Yeah.
What does he do on the weekend?
I quote Bill Murray from Stripes. I want to party with you.
Dude, what does he do on the weekend? This is his week. This is his work day.
Yeah, it's work. This is business.
Oh, man.
Cocaine and meth it sounds like a potent combo.
I think they do combine that a lot. Isn't that a speedball?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I'll ask the CIA. I'll check Pornhub. CIA.
All the questions are in there, bro.
You can find answers on Pornhub, bro.
Bro, if you look in that girl's asshole, she's a robot. You can see moving pieces in there.
Hoover fucking started Pornhub, bro. Pre-internet.
And I'm talking about the vacuum cleaner company. I'm not talking about the...
His family owned the fucking vacuum cleaner, bro. They control... They listen to us.
They put devices in those vacuum cleaners.
This dude teaches science. Science.
Dude, when we go on, when we finally do Triple H show, we should come up with our own insane fucking conspiracy.
See what he'll bite on?
Yeah. Be like, all right, have you heard of any of these? I've heard of all of them, man. Like, no, we made them up.
This guy teaches at Shanks Middle School.
Wait, what? Is this a real article?
This is real.
Shanks?
Shanks Middle School. He was out. He got out on. He was taken to the county jail, possession of controlled substance without a prescription. He was later released.
Oh, he brought it with him, too. He didn't do it and then just leave it at home.
That's all they got him on? They found him passed out around lunchtime at the Burger King. He was taken by ambulance to the hospital.
Good thing he's a teacher. He's got good health insurance.
Yeah. It says deputies who were called to the hospital were given a sunglass case that belonged to him containing two torch lighters, a rubber ring, a small bag with about 25 Xanax pills, and the crushed remains of an unidentified pill. So this guy had Xanax on him, too.
Okay, that's probably what made him pass out.
While at the ER, he was behaving erratically and unusually. He was emptying everything out of his gray duffel bag and spreading the contents all over the floor. He asked to use the bathroom and then expose himself to a nurse. While he was in the exam room, he was intermittently masturbating, urinating on himself, and crawling around on the floor.
Wait, intermittently? So he would take breaks, then he would start jerking again, then he'd piss
on himself. He's like, I'm going to watch a TV show. Why didn't they, don't they tie you down at some, or like kind of restrain you at some point?
I mean, but was he acting erratic? I mean, probably not.
It said he was acting erratically.
Well, I mean, like, unless he's like going crazy. Yeah.
During the exam, he admitted he took hard drugs. The doctor's like, you? No. before going to school that day and popped the pill on his lunch break.
Speedball. Or is it a highball or a speedball? I think it's like crank.
I think they call it the Tallahassee truffle. I don't know what it is. It says, upon examination by the doctor, deputies overheard him saying he had taken methamphetamine and cocaine before school. He had left the school at lunch and gone to Burger King where he ingested the Xanax.
Okay.
Superintendent said this guy's been placed on leave. Why not? Let him work.
Yeah. He'll be back. Hey, kids, don't worry. He's going to be back. He's going to be better than ever.
Yeah. He'll beat this.
That's great. Well, good luck to him. Sounds like he's got life by the balls right now.
Wait, who is this? It says,
what?
Is this the superintendent?
What?
Yeah, the superintendent says this guy got hired this past August, though the superintendent says he doesn't know what grade he taught. The superintendent also isn't sure whether this guy even had a teaching certificate or is in the process of trying to get one. The fuck are you hiring?
This guy really fell between the cracks here.
This guy's name could not be found on the search of the Florida Department of Education's teaching certificate database. He's like, mowing the lawn one day. We needed somebody. We called him in.
How does this happen? I never understood how this fucking happens. You know, like, it's crazy.
Pretty sure Bert Kreischman went to college in Tallahassee. Maybe he knows this guy.
Maybe he
went there. Maybe this is a frat brother of his. Yeah. Guy?
Oh, he loved
smoking crack. That's why I love Guy Fieri.
And doing coke.
Guy Raynack. Says he may have a temporary, but he does not have a 5-year certificate.
Oh, well, that's fine.
Yeah. He'll figure it out.
Don't worry. This guy's got plenty of time. Life is long.
He's listed under support staff, not teachers, on the old Shanks website.
Okay.
But his job title's not listed.
Well, I think the real meat and potatoes of this story is the...
According to the superintendent, he appears to be very nice. He appeared to be a very nice, very personable young man. I'm not aware of any other criminal history.
The problem is, what is that... I hate when people say that. Who cares?
Well, you only saw him for a snippet, too. I mean, he's not going to do meth in front of you upon your first meeting.
It's like when people are like, hey, it couldn't have been him. He was such a nice guy. What, really? Because what? You spent 3 weeks with him, 24 hours a day? No.
Or when an athlete
When
an athlete does something wrong, like, this isn't the Kobe Bryant I know. You don't know him. You know a fucking facade he puts on in front of the media. They're like, Tiger Woods, you didn't do it. Yeah, he did do it.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, oh, how dare.
Not this guy. Not the guy that...
he let me down.
That waves to me when I walk by. Not this guy.
Yeah, it's like, well, he seemed quiet. It's like, yeah, most people don't know shit about their neighbors.
Also, when are we going to get this wrapped around our head? Every serial killer, no one ever was like, oh, that guy, I thought he was a serial killer.
Most of them are personable.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
What are you going to stop being shocked that people do horrendous things and also are sometimes polite?
Yeah, and live amongst us.
Yeah, you fucking morons.
It's like, I mean, to get away with it for so long, you have to
Yeah, what do you think this guy's like? Yeah, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Yeah.
He was always carrying a sword whenever I saw him.
Yeah, so, he always had blood and a severed head in his hand.
He told me he was a butcher, so yeah. I just bought that.
He used to spit in my face every time I saw him. I totally believe this happened.
He was always digging huge holes in his backyard, and he had lime. I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah, fucking idiots.
It was obvious, but I ignored all the signs.
I don't see how it could have possibly been
him. It's also everyone saying, like, well, if I had seen anything, I would have reported it, but so out of the blue.
Yeah.
He threatened fucking the Iceman.
I would be like, if they're my neighbors, I'd be like, I don't know. I never fucking talk to them. I never even
very antisocial. I try to see as little as my neighbors as possible.
Like, if anything, they think that I'm probably a serial killer.
They could have you on a watch list.
Probably Pornhub watch list.
Bro, Pornhub's looking at us all. They're gathering what we're into.
Dude, we should just dedicate this podcast to dissecting episodes of his podcast. Tramp Tripoli's tinfoil
watch
hat.
Watch parties?
So, here's where I think you went wrong.
Do you hear what Danish and O'Neill listener, podcaster himself, Jason Tebow, did on the last episode of Punch Drunk?
Yes.
He was drinking urine.
Not only did he...
said it wasn't bad. He was volunteering to drink just regular, like anybody.
Started drinking other people's urine.
Yeah, one was part of a bet that he had to do it, and then he's like, oh, it's not bad.
And then one was just a personal enjoyment.
Ugh. Did not enjoy Brian Redband's urine. Said that thought he felt he was unhealthy due to the flavoring.
Redband said it was the first piss of the day, and it was like a milky, frothy, like dehydrated piss, like a dark amber, like an IPA style piss.
How do you not gag? The temperature, it's hot.
I don't know.
It's terrible.
I mean, there's two type of people in this world.
The piss drinkers and the non-piss drinkers? I feel that way with the ass eaters and the non-ass eaters. There's no one who really dabbles in these behaviors. You're either all in or you're all out.
Yeah, nobody's like, hey, I used to drink piss every once in a while. Kind of outgrew it.
Or like, I ate ass 15 times and then I was like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm out. No. You love it. You try. You got to love it. I feel like the
I think
first
you try
time
it
you try
once,
it.
Yeah, you try it once and you either love it or you hate it.
No, I think you know exactly what you're getting, so you're probably going to love it.
DeWitt goes to local schools to tell women and men to wash their ass as well, because if you could ruin somebody's whole ass eating experience for life.
Red Fox was a huge ass eater.
You got to wash that ass is why he said it.
He's a good man.
DeWitt talks to youngsters about shaving your ass just as to be nice to your partner.
He talks about putting flavored sprays on your butthole.
I think he'd be against that because he doesn't want to cover up that musk.
I would do everything in my power to cover up the musk.
No, but he loves that ass musk. His name is Elon Ass Musk.
He's like, here's my electric car.
Here's my electric tongue.
Oh, all right.
This guy's got the Tesla of tongues.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
It's been another episode.
Another episode in the books. Episode 221.
Yeah, literally, here's our book. Of episodes. Josh, we're going to go ahead and sign it up.
Josh Wolf, he asked me how many times I viewed that fish video. And I was like, to be honest, I haven't since.
I haven't seen it since. He really thinks it's going to take hold of us.
Yeah, you think you see it once and got it.
I got to be honest with you guys. I had to move out of my house for a while because I was watching it so much.
Have you seen or heard of a movie called The Death of Dick Long?
Yeah.
You saw it?
I haven't seen it, but it's from one of the guys that did that Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, the
I've seen the trailer.
Radcliffe.
I'll wait till it's...
I saw it last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How is it? People were like...
It's a wild ride.
Yeah, but did you see Swiss Army Man?
No, I've heard about it.
It's insane. It's a farting corpse movie.
Courtney ruined kind of part of the movie for me, though. So.
Why? She told you what was going to happen?
Yeah, pretty much.
She had already seen it?
No, but I believe the aforementioned Punch Drunk Sports talked about it.
Oh, okay.
And then said, you heard about it, but told me, and I was like, could have left that part out. But,
yeah.
Yeah, it was still good, though. It's enjoyable.
Yeah, they're a crazy guy. Well, I think the one's doing one thing and the other's doing something different.
One went to children's programming and one's doing...
No, one's doing some
crazy
other,
movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's... I won't ruin it. It's a crazy movie.
Yeah, I mean, I figured from those guys.
Dickie Long. I guess the guy who plays Dick Long, I don't think he had any dialogue. He's a local LA comic. I'm not
Oh, is he?
Andre Hyland. You ever heard of that person?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
I didn't recognize him either.
They those movies too, like
Their music videos are fucking insane too. They're really cool.
Who are those? The guys who did
the Swiss Army Man. Yeah, they were like music video guys.
Oh, okay.
And then they got into movies. But yeah, they go for it. I give them that. They go for it.
Yeah, this goes for it. I'll tell you that. Yeah, we had to pay like $4.99, I think.
Yeah, we do that. It's cheaper than going to the fucking movie.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was. I'd never heard of it. And she's like, "You never heard of it?" Because it was released, I guess. I don't know if it was limited or.
It was. I don't even know if it was. It might have been in like 5 theaters or something.
I guess old Pornhub CIA man himself, Sam Tripoli, was like, "What? I saw it in the theater, bro."
What? I mean, in LA, they release everything. Obviously.
I fucking was there, man.
Pornhub was watching me.
Fucking the fuck guys. Some of the ushers were fucking government, bro.
Some of the ushers were actually Usher, the musician.
Usher's fucking, he's a robot, man.
Jesus. Poor guy.
So it must be an exhausting way to lead your life. But he would say that what we're doing is exhausting.
Seems very hopeful, though. Very optimistic, despite all the stuff.
You seen his new tats?
No.
Oh, he's got some big old tats.
Really? What, on his arms?
Oh, big, yeah. Basically.
Just got him last week.
Almost instantly gave himself sleeves.
Wow. No.
Yeah, he's got one arm says First Amendment, and then the other arm says Second Amendment. But I'm talking big old.
Wow.
Black letters.
I'll have to check him out.
Yeah. I don't know if he's going every amendment, like all over the body. He's going to have the Constitution on his ass.
He doesn't support all the amendments.
Yeah, it's true. Only he's select. Not, he's not for the two. What are you doing?
Hey, man, he loves this country.
Yeah, he's a patriot. All right. He's a New England patriot.
Let's get out of here.
Let's take off. Let's get the shit out of here.
Yep. We got.
Let me find the old song.
Got a Beach Cops recording tomorrow.
Yeah, got to gear up for that.
Get yourself mentally prepared.
Yeah.
Be a lot of sleep fucking after that.
Mentally ill. All right, everybody, take care.
This is 800 pounds. 800 solid ass pounds.